1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Lee Help checking in, man, aka Calvin Lewis, BKA, call me what you want. Just don't call the people. You dig what I'm saying? And you know how I do it, goddamn me. I get straight to it. You dig that? I want to kind of briefly talk about today. I want to talk about the world, my state of mind right now in these times. And it's like, to me, man, the world right now is so fucked up. The world right now, to me, is upside down. You know what I'm saying? And to me, I told one of my good friends today on the phone, I told him, if you want to know if somebody is really racist nowadays, all you have to do is see what they're talking about nowadays in 2020, because 2020 is really showing everybody their true colors. Racism is at its all-time high right now. Racism right now is just blatant. It's just hella blatant. There's no respect for us, for our culture no more. There's no respect for us as a people anymore. And it's like, right now, man, people are showing their true fucking colors. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, this shit is just upside down, man. And I hate the fact that we have to wear these muzzles. I don't call them masks. I call them muzzles. I hate the fact that we have to wear these muzzles out in public, out in, you know, everywhere now. It's like they slowly but surely are taking away our rights as a people. They're taking away our rights. They're taking away our voices, literally, with these muzzles, with these masks, with these face masks. And it's like, I understand that there is a virus out there. I understand that there may be an actual virus out there, you know, but I'm always skeptical about what the fuck they tell us. So I always got my different ideas and my different word on it, my different opinion on it, my different view on it. So it's like, but I hate the fact that we have to wear these muzzles out in public, man. And to me, it don't make no sense, because I feel like it's kind of cutting off our circulation. I think it's gonna be a cause for health issues in the future. That's what I believe, because of the toxins that we breathing in with the muzzles. And you gotta be at the gym and shit. You gotta with a muzzle on. And I love going to the gym. I'm a fitness guy. I love working out. But it's like, damn, at some point, man, we have to get back to normal. We have to get back to our, like, civil life, to our, just our way of being, because it's like, I'm questioning life now. I'm questioning life. I'm in a position, I'm in a mind frame now, like, do I really want to live for this world? Do I really want to be a part of this world? Because it showed me that it don't want me to be a part of it. And not only as a melanated person, but as an individual. This, right now, what we living in, it really has no color. But they want to divide us. They want to separate us. I mean, that's why they call it divide and conquer. They don't call it divide and conquer for no reason. You know what I'm saying? So pay attention when people talk what they talk, because words is a spell. Words ain't nothing but a spell. So it's like, just please pay attention to what people say, man, because they want to divide and conquer. Right now, this shit ain't got no color to it, but we have to come together as people. We have to come together as collective if we really want to make a change, if we really want to be a part of a change. You know, we can't really sit back and be a part of the matrix, because if we part of the matrix, that mean we feeding the beast. We feeding the zombies, pretty much. And it's like, we don't want to become zombies. We don't want to become robots, because this, fuck, by the way it look right now, it look like everything is going to go into a robotic world. There's going to be no places where they're going to be accepting cash. once you get to that point, it's definitely a robotic world. I don't have no idea, no other way you can put it. There's no other way that you can put it. Once the society stop accepting cash as a form of payment, we in a shithole. But like I said, we have to come together as people, man, as a collective, and stop bullshitting and realize it doesn't have to. This doesn't have to do anything with color. That's why they're trying to divide us as people. They're trying to divide us. They want that. They want to see racism. They want to see race wars. They want to see people on some straight racist bullshit now, because it's very prevalent now. But just be safe out there, man. Be safe out there, because it is a crazy. This world is fucking crazy. The world is upside down, but we just got to hold on. We got to keep pushing. You know what I'm saying? With my podcast, I'm pretty much just documenting my journey. I'm documenting my journey over the years, and whenever I die, my family can look back on this. My nieces, my nephews, my kids, my loved ones can look back on this. They can listen to this. And they can get inspiration that we have to keep pushing. Whatever we're going through, we got to keep pushing. We got to keep our head on straight, man. Stay healthy. Work out, goddamn me. Eat the right shit, man. 7-day vegan challenge. Let's try this shit, man. Let's go hard. Because, honestly, we can't really be a part of the Matrix. This shit got me questioning life. This whole Rona shit, 2020 got me questioning life, period. I used to want the biggest house. I used to want the best cars. I used to want this, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, do I really want that? Because I see that they can take that shit away from me easily, within the quickness, within the snap of the finger. They own everything in this world. We have to own our soul. We got to own our life, and we can. Let's do that, goddamn me. Let's get to that. Bleed Help out.